Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
The following program is brought to you by Speak the Word Ministries.
You have power and authority. Satan has power, but he has no authority. And so we have to keep in mind that you can command him to cease and desist in Jesus' name.
Speak the word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to train up God's children to be soldiers of Jesus Christ.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, Learn Who Your Enemy Is.
Speak the word.
In Exodus 13, verse 21 through 22 in a New Living Bible, it tells you how the Lord went ahead of the Israelites, how he guided them during the day with a pillar of cloud, and how he provided light for them at night with a pillar of fire, so it would allow them to travel by day or by night. It was through this pillar of cloud and pillar of fire that God was reassuring his people that he was present and guiding them and providing for them. It was his reassurance. Saints, he's still fighting our battles for us today, and he's still providing for us, and we need not forget that. The Israelites did not see God directly, but they saw a form of his glory, which was shrouded by the cloud and the fire. A form of his glory was in that fire and in that cloud. In Nehemiah 9:19, it says, because of your great compassion, you did not abandon them in the wilderness. He said, by day, the pillar of cloud did not fail to guide them on their path, nor the pillar of fire by night to shine on the way they were to take. Saints, God will move heaven and earth for his children, for his elect. He will always be here for us. He really will move heaven and earth for you, and he will provide things for you. He's the same God. The Bible says he's the same God today as he was yesterday or 2,000 years ago. He says, I never change. In Malachi, he says, I change not. And Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So I know just even with Abraham, he provided a lamb in the bushes so he didn't have to do his son. But Abraham trusted God, but he also remembered God. He didn't know how he was going to, he figured he must be going to raise him from the dead or something, because God had already promised him, you know, that he was going to be the father of many nations. And you can't do that without some descendants, you know, some children. But he did it. He followed the directions, and God knew he trusted him. He provided. You know, God has provided for me at times, whether it's financially or health or whatever, with my personal self or my family. Not long ago, my son was saying, well, he needed more work on this and that. And he's a construction worker down in North Carolina, and he was visiting. And I said, I'm praying, and today before you get home, and prophesy, all prophesying is speaking. God's word. Just speak God's word.
Amen. That's right.
And my husband, David, prophesied, said a word too. That he said he would get the phone calls. And I said, before you get home today, and he's in North Carolina, you'll have more work.
Thank you, Lord.
He got a phone call on the way home.
Come on. Come on.
And he got a big job.
Yes, sir.
You know,
thank you.
So God listens to our prayers. He watches over us, our children, And I'm so thankful that I keep praying for my son and all my children, that he started going to church, and I pray that he'll continue to go, not only go to church, but I don't want him to only go to church. I want him to go and listen to the word, receive the word, and I pray that that word that he hears will take root in him and multiply. You know, because so many people can sit in the church, and I'm a witness to that, because I sat in the church for 20, 30 years and was not a Christian. You know, so you can sit there, you know, and do certain things and not know Jesus.
That's right.
Sure. You know, so, and there's a lot of churches today that's like this everywhere. You know, and so a lot of people say, well, you don't give altar calls or whatever because everybody's a Christian. No, not necessarily. I'm glad they didn't feel that way when I was. That Sunday that I went to church in Hampton, I'm glad he didn't. I know in the past few weeks that I've been going through a trial myself, as I said before. I've been doing battle, and just yesterday I felt like I had reached a point to where I have that I have to have an answer. But you know how this is. When you feel like you can't take it anymore, you feel like you're at the end of your rope. Everybody feels that way sometimes. You feel like, you know, it could be something going on with your work or your family in finances, sickness, or whatever, and you just feel like it's at the end of your rope. I just can't take this anymore, God. I need an answer. I need some relief. I need some help. But in my prayer time, I prayed, for I felt this heaviness on me that was weighing me down and consuming all my thoughts. You know, when you're being worried and concerned about things, it consumes you. It consumes your thoughts. It consumes everything. And to the point that I couldn't focus on my work, and I couldn't seem to shake it. Sometimes we have things and we're just hard to shake it. It was even keeping me awake at night. There's so many nights that you lay awake and your brain is going crazy, you know, just over and over and over again. But I did recognize that it was an attack from the enemy trying to confuse me, trying to interfere with my work. He was trying to stop me. He's always trying to stop you. He's trying to interfere with you. And any time that the Lord is getting ready to do big things in your life and move you to different levels, he is always going to shoot some arrows your way. And if he can't get to you, he's going to do it to your family, or he'll do it to your friends. He'll do it something to get your focus off of God's work and get it over there so you can't focus and you can't concentrate. And it's not a good feeling. I've been there, and I'm sure that most of you in here at one time or another have experienced similar situations to where your mind is just so involved in what the enemy is throwing your way. And not only that, he's constantly on your shoulder speaking and putting those thoughts into your mind, you know. But I have to tell you this, and you know this already, because like I said, you know the scriptures. But when he puts those thoughts into your mind, you cannot take it, you know, and you cannot give voice to it.
That's right.
Know that your thoughts, your words become, you know, you have to have the thoughts and then you have the words, but you don't give birth to them.
That's it.
Don't give birth to those thoughts that Satan is putting in there, because they don't have birth until you speak them out of your mouth.
That's right.
And so if you do, he's going to give you another one.
Yeah, he will.
But you can also do what the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 10:5 is to bring every thought into captivity that exalts itself against the true knowledge of God. And the way you bring a thought into captivity is by saying what, and when the enemy puts this thought in your head, is to say, when the devil says you can't do this, this is not going to happen, then you need to come out and say, well, I thank you, Lord, that according to your word, I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me. You know, you don't even have to acknowledge Satan. All you have to do is just come back with what God's word says. That's all he wants us to do. And when you're doing your confessing the word every morning, all the confessing means is saying the same thing. You know, and the Bible tells us in Hebrews that Jesus is the high priest over our confessions. You know, in other words, when we say things, then he can activate. Everything that you see was activated with the words. And things haven't changed. But that's the reason why so many brothers and sisters are in pain and in lack today, is because they don't understand that the word that they're speaking is causing them to have what they have. If you want it, you're going to have to speak it. Like I said, I've got books and books, and I think one time I brought a bunch of my books that, you know, you write that down, and you know, when God speaks, you write that down and you confess it. and you just keep right on. I've got things I was confessing this morning. I looked at it and I said, Lord, I wrote that in 2015. Or Lord, I wrote that in 2006. You know, God, it never gets old. It never gets old. Praise the Lord.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey on today's edition of Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Generous contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be back in just a moment. But first, we'd love to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. Again, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with the closing prayer.
Father, I thank you that you truly are our protector, our refuge, high tower, and our hiding place, and you will deliver us from our enemies. Lord, with you on our side, we have no need to fear the terror of the night nor the arrows that fly by day. You have given us instructions how to stand against the wiles of the devil, and Satan has no legal rights to attack us. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, we have been set free. For whom the Son sets free is absolutely free. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you that being set free in our faith means that we are no longer chained to our sins. We are free to accept your forgiveness and grace when we mess up or we fall short. Praise God. Help us to understand, Lord, that when we're in a battle, that you are right here to fight them for us. For our physical strength and our human best is not enough. We need the power of our God, the God of battles, the Lord of the armies, the Lord of hosts. And Lord, you are the one that we put our trust in. Bless your holy name. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we hope you've been blessed by our message today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word.